And we have Alyssa and Alicia in the studio. They are co-directors of the upcoming Engineering Open House. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for having us.
Why don't you start and introduce yourself and we'll
go back and forth. So my name is Alyssa Huang. I've been a part of the EOH committee for the past 4 years, so this is very special to me. I'm currently a Master's of Science student in the Electrical and Engineering Computer Department at UIUC, and I'm so excited for this year's EOH to happen.
Mm-hmm. And we're excited, too. It's always a great event. Go ahead.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alicia Kim, and I'm a senior in bioengineering. This is my second year on the EOH committee, but I've been an exhibitor or involved in the event since freshman year, so it's really cool to help it kind of come to life and work in this way.
So how does one get involved in the, leading the engineering open house? That seems like a big endeavor.
Yeah, so I first joined EOH as a freshman, and to be honest, I came from California, and I didn't even know what EOH was, but I signed up for this because I saw that it was such a huge event and that it was going to affect so many exhibitors. We have around 200 exhibits every year across the entire Granger Engineering Department, and I applied for it, and I fell in love with the committee. I fell in love with the work we were able to do, the students we were able to reach, and that's why I've been back for 4 years.
And this, like you said, is a huge undertaking with 200 exhibitors, and this has also been going on for ever,
like 104 years.
Yes. Now, we did miss 1 year. You know, it got canceled at the last moment in 2000 because of COVID.
2020.
Yes. But other than that, it has been going on every single year, and I think it's the longest running and probably the largest of its type anywhere in the country. So tell us some of the things you have going on that people might be interested in coming to see.
Yeah, so as Alyssa mentioned, we have over 200 exhibits across all different majors, and we also have special events. So these are events that kind of run on a schedule throughout the day. So some things you can see are horizontal rocket launches across Boneyard Creek. You can see Build-A-Blinky, which is your opportunity to learn how to solder and make your own like blinking device in the shape of the EOH logo. There's also things like, what else should I mention?
Tesla coil event. That's one of our flagship events where on Friday at nighttime, 8 p.m., if it doesn't rain, we have this huge Tesla coil, and somebody, he puts on like this conductive costume, and he just conducts electricity across his body over two Tesla coil devices. And we play a concert out of the buzz that it makes from the electrical discharge, and it sounds super cool.
And nobody's ever died from that, right?
No.
And we're looking forward to keeping that streak.
Yes. That's right. Good. We're glad to hear that. And how about battle bots? Are there going to be those this year?
Yeah, so that's one of all our other flagship events. Mm-hmm. We work very hard to make them happen. And it's basically this event. It's called Robo Brawl. And we have teams from all around the area nearby. They build 10-pound robots or 1-pound robots. Wait, was it 10 pounds?
It was 30 pounds.
30-pound robots or 1-pound robots, and they basically fight to the death inside of this big arena. So super cool to see. You get to see robot parts flying, things getting sawed apart, battery fires, and all kinds of things like that. So that's also one of our largest events for audience draw.
And when and where is all this?
So Engineering Open House is next weekend, so Friday, April 4th and Saturday, April 5th, and it runs from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. It's kind of hard to say where it is because it's a little bit of everywhere. It's across the entire Granger Engineering campus, and I would say that exhibits are kind of in the buildings with the associated majors. So if you're interested in biology or bioengineering exhibits, they're in the Everett Bioengineering Laboratory, but the home base for EOH is in the campus instructional facility, and that's where you can find our visitor information and find a lot of the events that are available to visitors. And then the exhibits are kind of more in buildings across campus.
So is there going to be a welcome tent as there has been in the past? And where will that be located?
So we typically have a big tent over Bardeen Quad. I wouldn't say it's so much as a welcome tent, but it's we just have our outdoor exhibits under that. Our kind of welcome area is, as Alicia mentioned, in the campus instructional facility. We're going to have some welcome events for prospective students and just our visitors booth where we can hand out merch and also the viz guides and things like that.
And what would you say... You know, you've been in charge of this and organizing all these 200 exhibits. What's the most unusual one that you can think of? I'll give you a minute to think about that. Something new and very different. It's always fascinating to me that, you know, you walk around and look at some of these things that these students have put together. It's just
for
incredible.
Sure. Yeah. I would say one of the coolest things that I've seen on our exhibitor list this year is we have an exhibitor building their own snake cage, and they're actually going to be bringing their own python to exhibit at EOH. So it's going to be a cage that can manage its own humidity, its own temperature, its own lighting, and kind of an automated habitat for the snake. And that's super exciting for us to see because we kind of reached out to them at the beginning of the year thinking, like, is it safe to bring your own pet snake into, like, EOH? So we worked with the safety and we worked with them, and I think that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. It'd be even cooler if they could make the snake operate it, right?
So true. Control room.
Now, literally thousands of people descend upon EOH, and I think you guys make it very easy for people to get to the exhibits, you know, because parking, you know, on campus is always an issue, but there are parking lots open, and there are shuttles to shuttle people back and forth to make it easier so you don't have to walk miles and miles. Is that?
Yeah, we do have that.
Yeah.
So just park, where do you park to get the shuttle on campus? Is it the Assembly Hall, the State Farm Center lot?
Yes. So one of the parking lots that visitors can park in is the State Farm Center parking lot. And you can also park in, there's a lot off of University by like Durst Cycle and over nearby Dairy Queen, like that area. There's like a parking garage in that area that visitors can also use. And there will be a shuttle stop nearby so that you can come to the event.
And do you have your event list posted online? Is there a website that people can go to look for, you know, what's happening when?
Yeah, so our website is eohillinois.org. That's eohillinois.org. So we have a visitor's view on there, and all of our special events, all of our demos, all of our exhibits will be on the website as a schedule. Mm-hmm.
And once again, give the days and the times when this is happening.
Yeah, so EOH is April 4th and April 5th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. both days. One thing I actually did forget to mention is that this year EOH actually coincides with Mom's Weekend. So on Saturday, April 5th, we'll kind of have an overlap with Mom's Weekend. And so at Build a Blinky, for example, there's a chance to build earrings that are also blinkies, and we're hoping to just have things like a Mom's Weekend design competition and just opportunities for parents to also explore what their kids have been doing on campus all year. And so I think Friday should be a day with more like students, whether that's like middle schoolers and high schoolers on a field trip, and we're hoping that Saturday is more catered towards families, especially moms for Mom's Weekend.
We got to celebrate the moms.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And there's also no admission fee, so anyone can just show up, walk up to campus, and come have fun at EOH.
And the same is true for parking and the shuttle, correct?
Yes. Correct.
It's as free as it ever gets. So, and I want to thank both of you. I know, you know, coordinating all of this is a ton of work. Particularly considering, you know, the school work, both of your majors that you're in, mm-hmm. is, shall we say, a little time consuming.
Yes.
So I appreciate the effort that you've put into this. I know it's a lot. So thank you very much.
Of course, and we definitely have to mention like the EOH Central Committee. So it's not just us that plans this event, but there's also 27 other people that are responsible for some other moving part and some other like kind of working part of this entire event. So we rely on them a lot as well. And we also expect that they plan this event on top of being a full-time student, as you mentioned, which can be pretty busy. So we don't know what we'd do without them. Probably EOH wouldn't. I mean, I don't think EOH would happen without them. And we get so much help from like administrators and also just faculty and staff that are so great about making sure that Engineering Open House comes to life every year.
We love you all.
Yeah. This is a great event. It really is.
Yeah, Thank you, and hope for good weather.
Oh yeah, we are hoping. You know,
yeah, it's a iffy time of the year, but mm-hmm. it's worth going to.
And it really is also a good recruiting tool because I mean, you know, even kids, young kids, all the way up to I don't know age 90 or something. You know, it's. Everybody can learn something and see something mm-hmm. fascinating there. So,
for sure.
Yeah.
Well, Alicia and Alyssa, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate your time and getting up early. I know that's hard to do when you're a college student. So we'll be posting this on the archive on our website, and I'll send you a link to it.
Thank you for having us.
Sure. Thanks a lot.